Om Shanti. In 1902, there was a beautiful book written, The Story of My Life, by Helen Keller. Later on, the book was converted into drama and films, movies. In 1962, an American movie was released, The Miracle Worker. In that movie, it is shown how Helen Keller, who was born deaf and blind, rather she got deaf and blind at the age of 19 months after an attack of scarlet fever or Query meningitis. So it was almost like she was born deaf and blind. So that movie depicts the story of Helen Keller and her teacher. She was born deaf and blind, and as a child she was very unruly, had violent behavior, used to throw temper tantrums, and she was extremely difficult for her parents to control. She used to quarrel, she used to fight, she used to throw things. And then a teacher comes. The name of that teacher was Annie Sullivan. That teacher was so determined to train Helen Keller. And it is shown so beautifully in that movie. That teacher, with her persistence, love and stubbornness, trains Helen Keller, who was born blind and deaf. She tolerated all the nuisance that was created by Helen, and she persisted in training her. She persisted till the time she taught her English alphabets, each and every word, each and every letter. She taught her. Her teacher, Annie Sullivan, taught her the language of signs. She taught her the language of symbols. She taught her the language of silence. And she broke that wall of darkness in which Helen Keller was living. And that's why Mark Twain somewhere has called Annie Sullivan the Miracle Worker. And that's why that movie was named on the same name, The Miracle Worker. So you can see how this teacher comes and she starts training a deaf and blind woman, and that deaf and blind woman one day becomes author of so many books. That blind woman becomes the first person on this earth to achieve BA, Bachelor of Art degree. The first deaf and blind person. It was almost an impossible task, which was made possible by a teacher. Later on, Helen Keller, she became so active in politics, so active in social works. Later on, Helen Keller has written so many inspiring things for generations to come. Why I am telling you all this today? Recently, when Baba came and the Murli which was played, 31st October 2007, Baba has touched this theme, making things possible. All the things which were impossible, all the things which the world considered as impossible have become possible now. There was a time in the history of sports when they used to consider that it is impossible to run 1 mile in 4 minutes. It is an impossible task. Nobody could even dare, nobody could even think that one can run 1 mile in 4 minutes. But there was a person, his name was Roger Bannister. In 1954, he broke this record. And he ran 1 mile in less than a minute. And when he did this task, so much praise and so much applause. But then later on, even so many different people came and they covered the distance of 1 mile even in lesser time than 4 minutes. And even the lesser time than Roger Bannister did. One person from Morocco, he covered it even just 3 minutes, some 45 seconds or something. So, it was the belief. If you believe that something is impossible, that thing remains impossible. If you believe that yes, this thing can become possible, that belief itself makes that thing possible. So the same theme, the law of belief, the law of affirmation, the law of attraction, the law of miracle, these are the laws of spirituality. And Baba has said some deep things about these laws. So to start with, Baba said, Baba is seeing all the children from all the four directions. And you are those children who are situated in highest self-respect. You are, Baba has given three self-respects, three important self-respect. First, you are those who are ancestors. Just now we were hearing the life story of Bholi Dadi. She never went to Murli. Nobody ever saw her sitting in yoga. Yet, she was the living yogi. She was the living epitome of yoga. She was the living paradigm of yogi life. She never went to Bab Dada. Bab Dada came to her. Her name is mentioned in Murlis, which we hear. Such a life of sacrifice, such a life of incessant dedication, surrender. These are our ancestors. Baba has said in this Murli, he has given three self-respect. First, you are ancestors and worthy of worship souls. So the question is, if I am an ancestor, what are my duties? If I am an ancestor, if I am the progenitor of this world, I am the forefather of this world, what are my duties? What are my actions? What my actions should be? How my deeds should be? We are Purvaj of this world. We are ancestors of this world. So, this question is open for all. What are the duties of an ancestor soul? Yes. Yeah? They will have elevated thoughts. Then they will give sustenance rather than expecting that others should take care of us, rather than expecting that others should pay attention to us, rather than expecting that others should love us. They will give. They are givers. They are donors. That is the qualification of an ancestor. What else? Merciful. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, when you get taste of knowledge, when you get taste of knowledge, you get taste of being merciful. They are deep, compassionate souls. It is shown in Mahayana Buddhism, a story about Buddha. That he is entering, he is standing at the gates of heaven, and the watchman who is at the heaven is telling him, please enter, please come inside. He says, no, I will not. Unless and until I see that each and every soul of this planet is free from sorrow and suffering and misery, I will not enter the gates of heaven. That spirit of compassion, that spirit of mercy, for all the souls of the world, because they are groping in the dark. In today's Murli, Baba said, Madhuban is powerhouse. And Baba is seeing what connections are there. Like those government sees how much light is there and how much water supply is there. So now wherever there is no light, it means there is darkness. Wherever there is no water, it means they are thirsty. It means souls are thirsty. So Baba is seeing how many souls are thirsty and how many souls are groping in the dark. How much darkness there is there in the world and how much souls are thirsty. These two things. So, we are ancestors. We are worthy of worship souls. We are the same souls who are getting worshipped in the temples. Why the devotees are bowing down in front of us? It's probably because they have a very high level of purity. It's because they are the ones who give blessings. It's because they are the deities who fulfill the desires of all the devotees. So we are worthy of worship souls. Then we are in the roots. We are in the roots. And we are the image of support. Aadhar, Murt. So those who are in the roots, the entire responsibility of the tree is on them. They are backing the entire tree. They are supporting the entire tree. This tree of world cycle. This world cycle. This all the souls of the world. They have their support from them. They are deriving nutrients and nutrition from the roots. And we are those roots. So how strong we should be. How powerful we should be. How deeply rooted we should be. Incognito rather than having the desire to come out and show to the world that we are here. Let remain incognito. Just as you are hearing, Bhole Dadi never had the desire that her name should be flashed anywhere. No desire to come into limelight. No desire to make headlines anywhere. But she kept her service incognito. She remained inside. Because these are the souls who know that there is no benefit or merit in all this worldly name, fame and glory. The greatest name, fame and glory is that we are situated, we are having our name in God's heart. Or we are sitting in on the God's heart's throne. So, we are ancestors. We are worthy of worship souls. Second, we are in the roots. We are image of support. Third, we are the first creation. We are the first creation. And whosoever our first creation, with great responsibility, with great power comes great responsibility. So we are so powerful, so that's why our responsibility is also high. We are so responsible, that's why we have to become more powerful. It's equally true. So these are the three self-respect Baba has given. Baba has talked about three different type of children who have done impossible things. First, children. Those scientists, they have reached moon. They have become conqueror of matter, no doubt, Prakriti Jeet. But do they know what is soul? Here even a small Brahmin child knows that he is a soul. He is a point of light. One. Second, mothers, Brahmin mother, she has got that intoxication that she has attained God. Even the great souls or Mahatmas, so-called Mahatma, quote-unquote, they do not know who is God. They are still searching God. They are still searching in that maze of neti, neti, not this, not this, not this, not this. And here, a simple, innocent mother has got that intoxication that she has attained God. Third, a Brahmin couple, a householder. World says it is impossible for fire and cotton wool to stay together. But a Brahmin couple says purity is our original religion. And that's why they adopted this religion. And it is very easy to adopt our original religion. It's very difficult to adopt somebody else's religion. So these all three things are impossible things, according to the world. A child saying that I am a soul. A mother saying that she has attained God. Or third, a couple saying that purity is our original religion because Baba is in between us. We stay together and yet we lead a life of celibacy, a life of complete purity. These are all impossible feats, impossible things, but they have become possible here. Three things. Three more souls Baba remember. Small children, elderly mother or old mothers and householders. Baba said each one of them has got speciality. Each one is special. Each one has got some or other speciality. These are the three other different things. Then Baba sang three songs. What are those three songs? That is second. First, that's a song that is saying the glory of some landlords or some lords, swamis, and they are still searching God, and here you are the one who have achieved alpha. Some rough purport of that song is like this. So that song, first song, and Baba said in that song, you being a child, you have become child, bachcha, and that's why you have got saved, bachna. By becoming a child, you have got saved. Saved from problems, mayas, obstacles. Just by becoming a child, one gets saved. Just by becoming a small child, you get saved. Why? Why? Why by becoming child you get saved, Sushil bhai? He becomes of a canopy and you become a child, you become bachcha and you get bachna, you get saved. How? Yeah? You are in the custody of the parents. So parents will take care. Suppose Swami Vivekananda has given one example of a mother whilst giving lecture in America. He said, if suppose a child is there and it's in the jungle crying, his mother has gone somewhere and the mother comes and she finds that a lion is coming from the other side. Where will be the mother? And the answer is in the lion's mouth. Mother will sacrifice herself because she has to take care of that child, because she so loves that child. So whenever we become a child, we don't have to think. All our responsibility, the onus is on the parents. We are in the supreme custody of the supreme Lord. We are in the supreme canopy of the supreme soul. That attitude comes. We are a small child. So that's why Baba said, even those landlords, even those swamis, even those rich people could not attain. You have attained the alpha. Baba always talks of alpha and omega. Oh, alpha and beta. It is said in Bible, not given in Bible and not even talked in Christian literature, but talked in Sufi literature about Jesus Christ. That is not mentioned in Bible, not mentioned anywhere in Christian philosophy, but Sufis have talked about all other religions also. So they have said, when Jesus Christ was a small child and he went to school, and he was taught ABCD. Alpha, beta is like ABCD of that language. So when he was taught alpha and they were teaching him beta, he said, no, first I have to understand what is alpha. Unless and until I will understand alpha, I will not try to understand what is beta. First tell me what is alpha. They said alpha is alpha. He says, no, I want to understand what is alpha. Here, that's why in Sufi says alpha means God. That is the first chapter. Or some say alpha is you yourself and beta is God. Or there is something called omega. That is God. So, that's a separate thing. But here, in that song, Baba says, even these great souls of the world, they have not understood what is alpha. But here, You have understood and you have that intoxication that I am a direct child of God. And that's why becoming a child, you got saved. You got saved from problems. You got saved from problems and you got saved from Maya and obstacles. First song. Second song is, whatever I had to attend, I have attained. This is the second song. And that's why you should have intoxication. And when you have intoxication, you cannot have fikir or worry. You become carefree emperor. You become carefree emperor. Just as father is carefree, you also become carefree. And just as he is ocean, or if you have any burden, just put that, merge that burden unto him. That is the second song. What is the third song? What is this? Why this? How is this? Why this is happening to me? Why me? Every time me? Why I have to suffer? Why I have to tolerate every time? Everybody is enjoying and why I should be in at work doing service? This why, this how, this when, where, all these questions Baba said. What is the solution he gave for this? No. You become combined. You become combined. You know the greatest form of yoga. The greatest form of yoga. One is to talk with God. Okay. One is to be an angel. One is to experience a bodiless stage in supreme abode. But the greatest form of yoga is union. The deepest desire of a soul is of union. The deepest desire. Every soul wants union, but they search union at the level of body. Expecting to get super sensuous happiness, but the result is frustration. Then they expect union at the level of emotions, union at the level of thoughts, union even at the level of soul. One soul tries to merge into another soul, but they remain dissatisfied. The greatest desire in fact is of union. But this desire will get satisfied only and only when you imagine or when you visualize or when you experience or you are one with God. No distinction at all. This dichotomy has gone. That he is different and we are different. We have become one. He is ocean of bliss, I am ocean of bliss. He is ocean of love, I am ocean of love. And to stay in that Paramdham stage, in that combined form for a very long period, is the greatest form of all yogas. In that everything comes. Burning of your sinful actions, giving sakash to the world, everything, body, soul conscious state, bodiless state, everything comes in that stage of union. The highest form of yoga is union. Yoga itself means union. Yoke, to yoke is to combine. To join. So that's why Baba said, you experience this combined form. And then you will not have all these questions. These are the three things. Next, Baba talked about two powers. Power of silence and power of transformation. With this power you can achieve three things. All negative will become positive. All problems will become solution. All reasons, karan, will become solution, nivaran. Positive, negative, samasya, samadhan, karan, nivaran. Reasons will become solution, problems will become solution, and negative will become positive. Probably, it means, if there is a negativity in our life, if there is problems in our life, if there are reasons, it means we are not using the power of silence. Be still and know that I am God. Become silent. Use this power of silence. And automatically power of transformation will start working. And all these three things will happen. So these are the three things. Next, Baba said, three things trouble you a lot. Three things trouble you a lot. What are those three things? First is unstable or mischievous. English Murli has written mischievous, but I don't like that word too much. Rather, the best word would be fickle, nimble. Fickle is something which is unstable, chanchal, popping mind. A mischievous mind, an unstable mind, a fickle mind, a nimble mind, unsteady mind, unstable mind. That is one. Second is intellect. Which intellect? Wandering intellect. Second. And third? Old sanskars, past sanskars. So these three things trouble you a lot. And Baba has specially focused on past sanskars. Why you say they are my sanskars? The moment you say they are my sanskar, this my word itself, it means you have all the rights. It means you are accepting them that they are yours. They are not yours. Your original sanskars are something else. These sanskars, by saying my, you make them prominent. You make them mahan. You make them great. By saying that these are my sanskars. These are not original sanskars. Baba has said again three things here. First, they are the sanskars of past life. Second, they are the sanskars of Shudras. Third, they are not the sanskars of Brahmin life. Again, three things. So, these are not my sanskars. These are not sanskars of Brahmin. These are sanskars of Shudras. I cannot touch even, you know, Brahmins, high caste Brahmins, they would not touch Shudras in India. Even if their shadow falls, they would go and take bath. Malechas or Shudras, low caste, downtrodden people, scavengers or sweepers or whatever. High caste people would never stoop down. They would keep themselves distant from them. So I am high caste Brahmin. I cannot stoop down to the level of Shudras. Actually, the real meaning is this, but they distorted the meaning in the path of bhakti or in the history. So, these are not my sanskars. The very thought is so powerful that detaches you from that sanskar. I cannot do this. It is not worthy of me. These are the three things. Next, Baba talked about one exercise. Yeah. Okay. How to achieve this? How to get rid of old sanskars. Baba has said one other beautiful thing here. I think it is in that only, earlier. How to do it, why to do it, yeah. How to do it, why to do it. Yeah, you have to remain detached, observe. Three things will happen if you remain detached, observer. What are they? You will enjoy it. You will feel it is a play. And you will not get upset. But this is the highest stage of spirituality. Detached observership. A witness. You are seeing everything. You look at everything. But you don't identify yourself. You don't say that these are mine. You go away from this consciousness of I and mine. You go up. You travel up. That transcendental stage is a stage of detached observer. Or witness or Trikaldarshi. So get situated in that. So that's the solution for that thing. Yeah. For replacing old sanskar, here Baba said you get combined. Here he said combined. We got up and down. So here he said that when you think of yourself as combined, How can these sanskars of Shudra you can call you yours? You are one with him. What is he? Ocean of love. How can you hate anybody? How can you harbor any grudge or hatred for any soul of this world? He is ocean of power. He is almighty. How can you say that I am weak, I can't do? How can you have inferiority complex? He is ever happy, ocean of happiness. How can even a wave, shadow, sprinkle, drop, shadow or shade of happiness touch you, come near you? When you are that highest. I always give example of Bible where Jesus Christ was asked, who was you? Who are you? And he says, I am Son of God. At the place he is asked, where is your father? He says, my father is in me and I am in my father. At the other place he is again asked, you say that your father is within you. Where is your father? He said, the kingdom of heaven. Where is heaven? You said, the father, heavenly father. Where is your heaven? The kingdom of heaven is within you. And he is asked, what is the relationship between your father and you? He says, my father and I are one. Such a dramatic, powerful statement. Three stages. First, I am Son of God. There is a distance. He is Father, I am Son, and we are apart. Okay? Dvaitvad. Second, he says, he is in me, I am in him. Means, the distance has reduced now. I feel that spiritual intimacy, proximity. He is ever with me. He is in me and I am in him. Vishishta Dvaitvad in India. And at last again he is asked, but tell us, pray tell us, what is the relationship between you and your father? And then he says, and probably this is the one statement for which he was crucified. Because it is blasphemy. Dharmaglani. How can you say this? How can you say this? This is absolutely blasphemous. To say that you are father and you are one, God and you are one, you are talking like this? And you say that before Abraham was I am. How can you utter such statements? Abraham is such an ancestor, you are born now. And you say that even before Abraham was I am. Probably for this reason he was hanged or crucified. But there is a deep spiritual meaning to this. This is nothing to do with, these are the stages of Brahmin life. When we come into Gyan, we say I am child of Shiva Baba. First stage. Gradually you progress, then you feel that he is with you all the time. He is in you and you are in him, merged. And then gradually in the stages of yoga, you achieve this stage of combined form. He and I are one. We are not different. One without a second. Advaitvad. We are not two, but we are one. So this is the highest form of yoga. That's why strive for this yoga. Go as a point of light into supreme abode and get combined with him. One. We are one. And that stage, then talk with Baba. That will be the highest form of yoga. So, combined. When you remain combined, all those questions of how, when, where, how, which, they will go away. Again, coming back. Where were we? Yoga drill. Last. Baba conducted a yoga drill or taught a yoga drill. He is such a beautiful teacher. He knows that these children have become so body conscious and now he is teaching them. Just as that teacher, Annie Sullivan, she taught that Helen Keller. She was declared hopeless because she was out of control. She would just throw things. There's a scene in that movie where she is sprinkling all that ink on the dress of her teacher, Annie Sullivan. There is yet another scene in that movie where she is shown that she locks that her teacher in the room. But yet the teacher is persistent. So also this teacher, right from 80 years he is teaching. He is teaching one chapter, your soul. Forget all the relations of the body, your soul, and remember me. Man Mana Bhava. He is teaching the same chapter right from day one. It is 80 years, but he has not got tired. We have got tired of hearing Murlis, But he doesn't get tired of narrating the same Murli in different ways. He brings out new ways. And we do not. We get tired. Teacher is so persistent. He's an ocean of perseverance. You can add this one glory to his titles. He is the ocean of tolerance, God. He is teaching and teaching and teaching and teaching. So the what drill he conducted? I am a Brahmin. I am an angel. I am a bodiless soul. And you try to practice this throughout the day. You try to practice this 1 second, sometimes 1 minute, even more if you have time. But do it. Because experience is the highest authority. You have to practice this. So, make some planning for this practice. When you are in the midst of your daily routine, where you are so much busy, surrounded by so many people, yet internal you should be calm. Internal there should be placid tranquility within us. So, that is the drill Baba conducted. So, this Murli revolves around the word three. Baba gave three self-respect. Baba told about that specialities of three. Every three of you means like children or mothers or householders. Everybody is special. Then he talked about three songs. Then he talked about three of you realize, recognized God. First, I am God. I am soul. Second, we attain God. Third, purity. These are the three things. Again, three songs, three stages, with the power of silence and power of transformation, you can do three things. Again, three, impossible, possible, that is in the three only. So, yeah, three things trouble you. Baba focused more on sanskars, but you have also to work on this mischievous, fickle mind, unstable mind. How to control, have the practice, because it is also a training. Controlled mind, uncontrolled mind. This is a train. It is a question of training. How do you train your body and how do you train your mind? Chanchalam hi manah Krishna. Arjuna is asking Krishna in Gita, how should I control my mind? It's like air. It's as good as controlling air. It's so difficult. I cannot control it. Vairagyena tu kaunteya. Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha guhyate. With practice and dispassion, with practice and disinterest, you can control the mind. So practice is necessary to control the mind. If the mind is going towards sensual things, bring it back. Bring it back every time it goes. It has a outward tendency, propensity to go out. Bring it back and get focused again in soul consciousness and God consciousness. Controlling mind, stopping this intellect from wandering. How to do that? Stopping this intellect from wandering. Fill it with knowledge. Fill it with churning. Keep, stimulate it. Give some new questions. Like in this Murli, you can give 10 questions. First question, what are the duties of ancestors? What are the duties of worthy of worship souls? What are the duties of those souls who are in the root of tree, or those souls who are the image of support? What are the duties of first creation? How to get rid of old sanskars? How to control the mind? How to stop the intellect from wandering? These are the different questions you can. What are the benefits of power of silence? What are the benefits of power of transformation? What Brahmin child has intoxication? What intoxication Brahmin mother has got? What intoxication Brahmin couple have got? So you can churn. Take up one point for churning and write on that. So this is the way to stabilize intellect. Otherwise, intellect has a tendency, it will go to all those old tracks and paths. It has a tendency to go towards them only. You have to fill it with knowledge and busy itself in churning. Busy intellect in churning all the time. And about sanskars, Baba said, combined. Then you get rid of those sanskars. So practice this drill time and again. I am an angel, I am a Brahmin. I am an angel, I am a Brahmin. I am an angel, I am a Brahmin. Both these stages are stages of soul consciousness. Om Shanti.